The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Is the economy going to get better, or will it continue to slide? Will I lose my job? Will I be able to provide for my family? Will the nation survive the current downhill slide, or will we lose our liberty and live under a dictator? These are very real fears that many feel today. What can we do? The pattern I'm about to give you, you will not hear on the nightly news. Number one, we have to settle the issue of physical death. That's right. We have to come to peace with our individual moment of death. You may be wondering how this relates to the crisis in Washington, but it has everything to do with it. Until we come face to face with the fact that we're not going to live forever on this earth, but that we are going to live forever somewhere, we cannot possibly move into the destiny God has for us. We cannot protect national liberty until we have personal liberty. We simply must come to a moment in our lives when we acknowledge that this life is not ours, that it belongs to our Creator who knit us together in our mother's womb. When we face that fact and say to Him, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge this life to be yours, not mine. You have the right to rule this life in me because you made me and because you died for me. I relinquish all claim to it. You can rule in me from this day forward. I believe you died and rose again from the dead so I could be forgiven and become a fit dwelling place for you. Please come into me and set up your kingdom. Use me any way you choose. From this moment on, I'm completely yours. When we express our belief in Him in this way, the Bible says we have passed from death into life. And once this happens, the most amazing thing occurs inside us. We lose the fear of hell being our eternal home. We then, and only then, are equipped to live life with abandonment to the will of God, for which He created us. If at one point in your life you've received Christ in this way, I urge you to return to your first love for Him. If you haven't yet received Him in this way, do it right now. Out of this total abandonment to Him, we can settle the issue of our death. As the Apostle Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Once we know that at the moment of death we will go immediately into His presence in heaven, we're ready to live with reckless abandonment to His will. We can then experience complete peace with our life and our death. This enables us to face the future with confidence. No matter what it may hold for us, we lose our fear of man and become bold to speak the truth of God in any place it's needed. We know that we may have to die for Christ, but that's okay. Even concern for our children is answered by knowing He who gave them to us is better able to protect and provide for them than we would ever have been. So you have to settle the issue of dying for the truth of God. If you'll go ahead and accept that this may well happen in these days we're living in, God will bring you through to complete confidence in Him. You'll live in peace in the midst of the growing turmoil. You'll be a light, a growing light, in the midst of this growing darkness. You'll become increasingly bold in speaking the truth in the midst of this growing intimidation by an ungodly national government. Will you ask God to bring you to the point you're willing to die physically for Him and His cause of liberty? It may never come for you, but if it does, you'll be able to say with peace in your heart, as Jesus said, "Not my will, but yours be done." And you'll be able to live with boldness in the midst of this increasing disorder. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.